to the latest in a series of Client Alert podcasts from Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. To download the complete text version, including full annotations as well as contact information for the partners who can best answer your questions, please visit us at akingump.com and select publications from the left-hand menu.
Antitrust alert. Gun jumping penalty for approval of merger partners' long-term supply agreements during HSR waiting period. On January 21, 2010, the Antitrust Division of the Department of Justice announced a $900,000 civil penalty settlement with Smithfield Foods and Premium Standard Farms, stemming from DOJ allegations that the two firms violated the Hart-Scott-Rodino Act's gun-jumping rules. The Antitrust Division's action sends a cautionary signal to companies exercising contractual approval rights over supply agreements entered into by their merger partners prior to expiration of an HSR waiting period. Smithfield and Premium Standard are companies engaged in the business of purchasing and raising hogs for slaughter and selling pork products. Under a merger agreement signed in September 2006, Smithfield agreed to acquire Premium Standard for approximately $810 million. The agreement required Premium Standard to carry on its business in the ordinary course consistent with past practice during the HSR waiting period. The agreement also required Premium Standard to obtain Smithfield's written consent before entering into certain material contracts defined broadly in the agreement and including certain contracts involving assets or payments in excess of $1 million. Prior to the acquisition, Premium Standard purchased hogs from approximately 11 independent suppliers under contracts ranging in length from 1 to 5 years. Following the merger agreement and before the expiration of the HSR waiting period, Premium Standard submitted numerous hog purchasing contracts to Smithfield for approval. For the three hog contracts at issue, multi-year agreements obligating Premium Standard to purchase more than 400,000 hogs in total for a combined price between $57 million and $67 million, Premium Standard provided Smithfield with the proposed contract terms, including purchase price, quantity, and length. The Antitrust Division charged that this conduct amounted to gun jumping in violation of the HSR Act, which requires that merging parties observe a designated waiting period before the acquiring party may hold, defined as having beneficial ownership, directly or indirectly, the voting securities or assets of the acquired person or company. This provision, in effect, requires two companies to operate independently and compete to the extent that the companies competed prior to entering into the acquisition agreement during the period in which the Antitrust Division reviews the merger. As alleged by the division, Premium Standard ceased exercising independent business judgment in ordinary course of business hog purchases that were key elements of Premium Standard's ongoing business. The division contended that requiring a buyer's approval of the seller's ordinary course contracts can prematurely transfer operational control, and thus Smithfield unlawfully acquired operational control over a significant segment of Premium Standard's business prior to the expiration of the HSR waiting period. Although the division alleged a continuing violation from September 20, 2006 through the March 7, 2007 expiration of the waiting period, exposing Smithfield to a potential maximum civil penalty in excess of $2 million, the parties agreed to settle the matter, pending approval by the United States District Court for the District of Columbia, for $900,000. Of particular note is the division's apparent reliance on the competitive significance of the contracts at issue in deciding that the parties had jumped the gun. The division recognized that the prior approvals here were exercised under what the division characterized as, quote, customary interim conduct of business provisions, end quote. Nevertheless, despite the fact that the supply agreements appear to have been clearly material contracts, as defined in the merger agreement, the division alleged that the hog purchase agreements at issue were not extraordinary business events. In its complaint, the division highlighted the fact that hog purchasing was an important competitive overlap between the parties that the division was reviewing during the HSR waiting period. In fact, the division emphasized that, quote, a purpose of this waiting period is to preserve the acquired firm as an independent company in case the proposed acquisition is blocked or otherwise not consummated, so that the competition that the antitrust laws protect does not suffer, end quote. In essence, the division has signaled that it will apply its own analysis of what is material and in the ordinary course, regardless of what the merger agreement says. Thus, parties relying on the typically standardized ordinary course language in acquisition agreements to guide the extent of their pre-closing coordination with each other may be doing so at their peril. Moreover, parties should not take false comfort where the particular activity subject to contractual prior approval rights relates to supply agreements. Commenting on the settlement, Christine Varney, Assistant Attorney General in charge of the Antitrust Division, noted that, quote, "Merging companies must remain independent in their ordinary business operations, including purchasing decisions, until the end of the pre-merger waiting period," end quote. Finally, by characterizing prior approval clauses as customary, while simultaneously challenging the instant party's reliance on such a clause, the Antitrust Division appears to recognize that while such clauses are potentially valid, they may nonetheless prove problematic in the context of a particular target company's business and industry. The Smithfield Premium Standard case highlights the Antitrust Division's close scrutiny of ordinary course covenants and serves as a warning to companies contemplating a merger to exercise caution both when contemplating significant business decisions during the HSR waiting period as well as when drafting and applying prior approval clauses in merger agreements. The case also serves as a reminder that the eventual approval of the underlying transaction will not immunize unlawful conduct, including jumping the gun by exercising operational control of the acquired firm prior to the expiration of the HSR waiting period.
2010 Akin-Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. All rights reserved. This document is distributed for informational use only. It does not constitute legal advice and should not be used as such. IRS Circular 230 Notice Requirement. This communication is not given in the form of a covered opinion, within the meaning of Circular 230 issued by the United States Secretary of the Treasury. Thus, we are required to inform you that you cannot rely upon any tax advice contained in this communication for the purpose of avoiding United States federal tax penalties. In addition, any tax advice contained in this communication may not be used to promote, market, or recommend a transaction to another party.